crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and steals by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureau's a blind for raging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once outraged to see the raids no more. Like the video
was not my fault, by the way, Al.
It's a drive-in Saturday.
It's 91.5 WMFO in Medford. A crash course for the Ravers.
Yay.
Hey, I'm Brian. That's Jimmy James.
Hey. That is.
That's Al Petrulis.
Patchouli.
Patchouli.
He's accepting his name.
No, I'm not. We only pronounced it wrong for the last year, Al. It's okay.
Yeah.
We pronounced it wrong?
For the last year or so. I don't know.
His real name is Petrulis.
Correct.
Okay.
What are you saying now?
He's changing it to Petrulli.
We're calling him Petrulli.
Yeah, but he's going into the witness protection program, yeah. So he needs a slight little alteration. So. Yeah.
Okay. Marie, I guess, is taking a break from radio for a little while.
That's cool.
Hi.
Summertime, dude.
She's holding down my ghost hunting business.
There you go.
You have a ghost hunting business?
Yeah, it's Crash Course for the Paranormal.
617-627-3800.
Who's the guest today, Al?
Single cast.
Coming up. Hey, here's Johnny Thunder. Not Johnny Thunder, is Johnny Thunder.
Ooh.
The Kinks!
Yep. Johnny Thunder lives on water, feeds on night.
I've killed my world and I've killed my time. So where do I go? What do I see? I see many people coming after.
Hi, this is David Lowry from Cracker, and you're listening to Brian Young on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Stately homes, to give. Always carry news all over the place. Mr. Chatterbox, you are a big disgrace. Your teeth and your tongue, I gonna let you down. And when them let you down, we are gonna batter you around. Beef, bop, boo, those are the blows you're gonna get. Mr. Talkative, I know you will regret.
Oh,
Single Cast with Run Into You, and here they are right in front of me. Hi, Single Cast.
Hello. Hey.
What's going on, guys?
Not too much. Thanks for having us.
Boston band, I'm supposing. Where are you guys from?
Well, I mean, certainly the band is based out of Boston. We all...
South Shore.
All grew up South Shore natives.
We're towns. I'm a South Shore kid.
I grew up in Kingston.
Yeah.
I grew up in Carver.
I grew up in East Bridgewater.
Right on. So you guys are like inner. I was actually on the shore. I'm a real South Shore.
Situate shirt on today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I do. It looks like a Guinness shirt.
It does.
Because they're all alcoholics in Situate.
It looks delicious.
Apologies to Situate.
Right on. Cheers. So what's up, guys? Sounds great. Here's your disc. How many discs have you done? Is this your first?
That is our first, yes.
Right on. When this come out?
We put that out 2 years ago. 2014 is when we dropped that.
It's nice.
That's what the kids say. We dropped.
You dropped it? We just dropped it like it's hot?
We dropped it like it's hot.
H-A-W-T. Well, why don't we start with introducing yourselves. Singer?
Paul Mangiarotti.
And you also play guitar?
Yep.
You have the drummer?
My name is Jason Newt.
Hi, Jason.
Bassist, Ian Cariola.
Hi, Ian.
Hi. I know. Bring the pause.
What have you guys been up to lately?
We just finished doing basics for our new forthcoming EP, which we hope to have out end of the summer, early fall. Recording with the illustrious Sean McLaughlin at 37 Foot Productions.
There you go.
Sean's a good friend and a great producer-engineer, so he did our first record, and it just made sense to go work with him again.
And I heard you did stuff with the Neighborhoods.
We did. We just did a show with them at the New World Tavern down in Plymouth. It was a great night. You know, those guys haven't aged or missed a beat at all. I mean, they're just still... I mean,
the Neighborhoods.
Yeah, they're good.
The Hood. Fantastic.
Yeah, it was a no-brainer to do that show.
Remind me, we'll play some Hoods later.
Okay. Best friend.
What's that?
Best friend's girl.
Oh, yeah? Best friend's girl? Yeah, what are you talking about?
prettiest girl.
Prettiest girl, yeah, that's it.
Cars, car, I play with the Cars, too. They're good.
Yeah, they are. When do you guys get together? Did you start?
When did we start? It was...
We get together, the year before we put the record out. So we had a good solid year of, playing and writing.
So you kind of knew?
Yeah, I guess you could say we're... a new band. I mean, we've collectively known each other for a long, long time. And we're not only are we in a band, we're close friends. And
so you've worked with each other and other bands?
Yep.
Yeah, we're kind of old friends. Well, friends. And, Jason played in one of my old bands. And Ian was in the band I was in before this band. So, I wanted to keep playing with Ian.
Why don't you name a couple of the bands? Where are you guys coming from?
I was in a band called Wither. And then we turned into Seventh Room, and then actually Jason was in Seventh Room or Wither? I can't remember.
I was in Wither, but prior to that I was in a band called Bone Dry System. Ian's been in a slew of bands as well.
I have. I was in Seventh Room with Paul, but there's really nothing else worthy of note. They brought me to now, so that's really all that matters to me.
Well, you look young. It's time.
Well, thank
you. Well, you gonna play some songs today?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What do you have?
This one's called "Way I Was," and it's on the record, and it's one of the ones that we usually open our set with when we play live. So we figured we'd open the radio show with it.
Sounds appropriate to me. Anytime you're ready, go for it.
Lost, still fighting on.
Great stuff. What's that one called?
Way I Was.
Way I Was. Good stuff, man. So what's going on? What do you got coming up for shows?
Funny you should ask.
We're recording, so
nothing.
We purposely kind of take a break for that that process.
Okay. We had a great show lined up. Playing the,
I take
the
a break. I take a break because no one asked for us.
we didn't want to admit that.
Yeah. No, I'm sure plenty of people want to hear this stuff. It's great.
No, Ian just brought up, but we had a great opportunity. The Boston Grand Prix was going to come through and have their big race over by Harbor Lights over that way, and they actually selected a bunch of bands to play it, and we got picked to play, and then the whole thing pulled out and went away.
Oh, no.
So that was going to be on Labor Day weekend, and that would have been fun, but now
it's
not going to be.
Oh, man. That stinks. Go.
It's all right. We can focus on the new material and the recording.
Sounds
and,
good. You going to be playing any new stuff today?
Actually,
I mean, it's all fairly new, but I mean, stuff that's not on the CD.
Stuff that's not on the CD. We're going to do two songs that are going to be on the CD. One I'm excited about called Live Again. We're going to play some of the new stuff.
All right. What do you have for us next?
Live again.
You don't need to jump back and forth every time.
I need the exercise.
she doesn't talk.
The drummer really wants to say hi to us. It's cool, man. Right on. It's Single Cast on MFO.
And this one's called Live Again.
Great stuff, guys. What's up? Now I have to ask you questions if you're going to run all the way over here. how about influences, guys? What are your influences? I love that. That was Live Again, by the way. Single cast.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
I'm excited about that one. That one's really... obviously, it's going to sound different. We don't play in this setting. We don't usually play acoustic like this.
That's one of the new ones?
Yes, mm-hmm. That's one of the new ones on the record, and the new record coming out. So
the one coming out, yeah.
Yes.
Our new EP. But influences.
Oh, influence.
You first there, singer guy.
Well, vocal-wise, I love Jeff Buckley. I don't know if you guys...
Good stuff.
Yeah,
sure.
I mean...
I played him.
He's really cool. Chris Whitley, really, really big fan of his. Jason turned me on to him.
Mm-hmm.
As far as new stuff, probably like Muse and, you know, stuff like that. I mean, as far as... There's this new band called Rival Sons. Have you guys heard of them?
Sounds familiar, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, they're cool. I mean, look them up.
I will.
It's kind of like the first time I heard them, I thought they sounded like Bad Company. I was like, well, I was in the other room when I heard them, and I came in and I'm like, is that Bad Company? And then I walked in and they were like this young guys playing almost kind of a classic rock kind of stuff.
Right.
That in that genre, and I was blown away by them.
That's cool.
Yeah. So that's
how about you?
I mean, I try to listen to as much. Different things as much different things.
me
talk pretty. I mean,
me bang on drum.
I know, pretty much.
Yeah,
I'm living up to that stereotype. Aren't I? I mean, I grew up. You know, both my parents are huge music fans, so I grew up listening to everything. I mean, Beatles and everything
of
in between.
Course.
But honestly, one of my first big major influences that made me really want to play the drums was Phil Collins.
Wow,
I heard
I'm not a huge fan of Phil Collins, but I love old Genesis,
you know? All that turned me on. I mean, I used to play like Genesis.
You know, Peter Gabriel singing, but of course he was the drummer, so I gotta like him, I guess.
It was great. I mean, you know, Genesis Three Sides Live, I used to, when I was a kid, I played front to back that record all
he's
the time. And
he's
a great drummer, very underrated drummer. I mean, you know, he definitely went into different things. But,
Disney notwithstanding.
You know, the Tarzan soundtrack is one of my favorites.
Did he do that?
But aside from that, you know, I loved, you know, Stuart Copeland.
Stuart Copeland, please,
you know,
great.
Loved that. Will Calhoun from Living Color, mm-hmm. definitely a favorite. But, you know, I like some of the other harder guys, like, was it Abe?
John Bonham.
I love Bonham, sure. You know. How could you not?
Right. Keith Moon, I'm sure. Yeah.
All that stuff. Anyone that was loud.
How about you, Ian?
I mean, just because of the age I am, which I'm not going to divulge, but I'll say the 70s is where, I mean, I grew up listening to just amazing stuff.
You don't look very old.
Well, thank you. Well, actually, it's not very old. It's all relative. But, I mean, stuff, just about everything from the 70s, regardless of genre.
I'm a total throwback from the 70s.
Yeah, I mean, just the production of it, just the songwriting, the craft, the vocals and everything, just the instrumentation was just held to a higher standard, I feel. But, I mean, all the way up till now, I just pick things up here and there. As far as bassists go, I don't really have a particular influence I can cite.
Right.
Because it's... Bassist is an integral
part
of
the band. Well, I just kind of meant influence in general. It didn't really have to be your instrument, but...
Well, and like Paul said, Rival Sons is the first band I've heard recently.
I'm going to have to really check them out. Yeah.
It will change your life.
Yeah, they're new. They're
not going to change your life.
Their new record just...
yeah! It's going to
change your life. A little bit. Are they paying us to hype their record?
No, I don't know why we keep talking about it.
Because I like them that much.
You guys are open for all of them, I think.
That'd be great. Paul and I went...
Actually, they're opening up for Black Sabbath.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes.
Are they that heavy?
No.
They're like I said, they're kind of like classic rock, but we need to stop talking about them.
unless they're listening and you need a support act anytime soon, we would do that.
I love that.
Let's keep talking about single cast. What do you have for us next?
This is a song off our current record, and it's called To Stay Here.
Right on. To Stay Here.
This is where Jason runs.
I'm running.
All right, go run away.
This is off the one I'm holding here, right?
Correct.
I'm just going to count this one. We're not going to do the...
How many songs are you going to do today?
Five, time allowing.
So, okay, how many do we have left? I'm just trying to keep
track.
After
this one, two.
Two after this. Okay, cool. Ready when you are.
One, two, three, four...
stuff, man. So stay here. Awesome. You guys have websites and stuff you want to plug?
Boy, howdy.
We do. Our official site is singlecastmusic.com. And then we're all over the social medias. I mean, you can hit us up on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram. I mean, our records.
I think I have friended at least your Singlecast site.
Yep.
But
yeah, I'm pretty sure you
I
have.
I can do that individually with you. You know, definitely keep in touch.
We need more friends. But yeah, I mean, as far as our records available, obviously iTunes, Amazon, Apple Music,
what's the Russian one?
Yandex. Which is some weird, it's just, you know.
Al, is there something you wanted to say? I don't know what.
I was just curious about the name.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know what you're.
The name of the band?
Yeah.
Singlecast came from, I thought of the name, I think it was like Monocast or something like that. I was just thinking about radio, actually.
Yeah.
And I was thinking about how, you know, when you hear a song on the radio, you know, many, many people are listening to it, and the song affects everyone in a different way. And I think a lot, and I was thinking about that.
Oh,
and,
that's good.
and I was thinking how each person's individual experience is like it's like directed at them.
Singular.
And like singular, and then Ian actually changed the mono to single cast, and I was, you know, the cast is broadcast kind of thing. You know,
so you were almost monocast.
We were almost monocast, and then I wanted monocast, and then we changed to single cast.
Single cast, yeah.
Gladly. I think it sounds better.
It does sound cool.
But it's the same concept, I guess.
Very good.
Yeah, monocast almost sounds like something you don't want to catch.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an affliction.
I think I was
sure.
In bed with that for a week when I was a teenager.
Yeah, it just came down with a big case of monocast.
That's actually the color you get from mono. It's monocast.
I think they have an ointment for that.
What do you guys have for us next?
Another new one off the CD. It's called Only One, and I'm kind of excited about this one too. It's a little different than a lot of the other stuff. And,
right on.
Yeah.
Single cast on MFO.
Ready?
Yeah.
love the clap track.
I'm just thinking we need to get a PSA in here. Would you guys like to read one?
Love to.
Public service announcement?
Yeah.
Is it Rock Against Drugs? Because I'm out.
How's this one? Well, it's got a picture of the... That's okay.
That's the most straight-laced guy in the band.
Well, I have the medical marijuana card myself.
That's so funny. I think Jason should read this.
I just give the big finger to those laws, but not while I'm broadcasting. And there's got a picture of the Beatles on that, so it can't be half that bad, right?
All right.
It's the Beatles.
Here we go.
All right. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep roads safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's the law to stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross, always use crosswalks, and obey all traffic signals. This has been a life-saving message from your friends at WMFO in Medford.
Wow, that's Jason, you might have a career in radio.
Hey, yeah.
And you just proved drummers can read.
I can read.
You want to come on full time and get paid nothing like these guys?
Yes.
I'm impressed.
Anytime.
Oh, great job. One more for us?
Yeah, we're going to do another one.
And then I'll play something else off the album. What would you like to hear off the album?
You could play We Fall in Your Light, which is track 2.
Okay. Okay, it's all queued up. Great. All
right, great.
This one is called...
This one's called Mexico. This is the one that our fans actually scream for when we play live. They
Mexico!
Just like that, exactly. Who did that?
Andale!
Whoa. It is, yeah. This song's for Donald Trump.
Ready? You're fired!